Hello, this is Melissa Rowe, and this audio boo is going to be directed towards people who are veteran braille display users. Several years ago, I was given this braille display called a Braille Voyager, and I wasn't taught how to use it. They had a braille manual and a quick reference guide, all in grade one, which made it kind of, you know, not horrible to read, but kind of an inconvenience. But they had the manual, the license agreement, and a quick reference guide in Braille. And then I'm assuming they had one in print because there were some print things with it. It came in a big giant briefcase that was big enough to put your computer in, if you wanted to put a computer in. And then it came with this, I believe it was a 44-cell Braille display. It had buttons, some buttons on the top. These were kind of circular buttons. And then down at the bottom, it had these four scroll bars, actually on the bottom edge, or the edge that faces me or whoever's using it. The interesting thing about this is that I tried to install it on my old computer, on old Wilma, and when I tried to uninstall something called Taiman Express or Taiman Express or something, the software that it came with, it said access denied. I'm wondering if you had to have the Braille display plugged in to uninstall it, but I didn't think so. Anyway, but eventually my computer got reformatted. That was old Wilma. She's been reformatted at least three times, but now she's no longer exists. But I forgot all about it. Recently, my mother-in-law stumbled upon it because I had left it at their house. And she goes, there's this odd-looking machine inside of a briefcase. And it's just a Braille display with a lid that covers it, and then it has the USB cord that comes off the side of it. My question is, this seems to be like, the manual's dated 2001, I believe. And there's a quick reference guide dated 2000. So you can tell how old this was. And I didn't receive this until 2004, when I got old Wilma. Supposedly rehab had paid for this and thought that I could benefit from a Braille display. My question is, has anybody ever used this Braille display? Because now I have it back in my possession, and everything is all here. The disc with the software, the manuals, the Braille display itself, and it's in some big, giant briefcase that actually has straps on it to also turn it into a backpack. My question is, has anybody used this, and did you have any success with it? Also, if I were to install the old 10-year-old, 12-year-old software on it, whatever, what would it do to a program on Windows 7? I mean, what would it do to Windows 7? Would Windows 7 be compatible with something like this? Because it is a neat machine, because it was hardly ever used. I never learned how to use it. And it would be kind of neat. My husband wants to use a Braille display, and I'm afraid to install the stuff on my laptop because I don't want to have the same experience I did last time. I installed the software, but I only installed it and that was it. Then I put it away and I never used it. But, you know, because I didn't know how, and I didn't want to take the time to read the manual.
047.
So, this audio boo is, like I said, directed towards veteran Braille display users. What's your advice? What's your advice on this Braille display? Is it worth anything, or is it just too old? And it's too bad it couldn't have been put to better use. But yeah, any of your comments, suggestions, anything on Twitter, anything you guys want to say, it's, you know, I'm open to hear. So yeah, that's basically what's going on with this Braille display. So this is my audio boo. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care, and thank you for listening. God bless. Bye.